Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Ang topic natin today is what do you do if a client doesn't want a VUL? Yeah. Kasi coach, no, meron bang times na naka-mindset na si client? Naka-mindset na si client, ang inquiry niya is, coach, meron ba kayong term insurance? Yan. O kaya pwedeng sabihin na, coach, meron ba kayong meron ba kayong product na ano? Pero ayoko kasi ng VUL eh. Di ba? Yeah, meron ba kayong mga ganong kliyente? Hindi pong nag-inquire ng ano, pero medyo, hindi naman close-minded coach, ano, no, coaches. But let's say they already have a negative opinion on VUL. Yan.
Yeah,
ikaw coach, okay. Naranasan nyo na ba yan, coaches?
Para nag-raise it first na kagad yung ano, client.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm. So yun yung pag-uusapan natin today. Ano ba yung what do we do when we have that kind of clients? And coach, pero intindihin muna natin, ano ba yung punot dulo niyan?
Yeah,
bakit
like
ba yeah, no? Ano ba yung punot dulo niyan? Bakit nagiging ganyan ang mga kliyente? Yung mga kliyente natin.
Tingnan natin.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's go to the root cause muna.
Lumalabas kasi merong kasing ibang mga Filipinos na napaso din doon sa VUL. Mm-hmm. Kaya pag nakarinig ng kaibigan na huwag ka na mag-VUL, napaso ko dyan eh. Because they were thinking, pinosisyon kasi nila, let's say a regular pay VUL or a limited pay VUL, pinosisyon nila too much on the investment side. No, na parang sinabi nila na, oy pare, grabe dito. Kikita ka dito, average na ganito. Last year, ganito kumita. Ngayon, grabe, makiride tayo sa wave. Only to find out na nalugi yung kanilang funds, right? Kasi hindi properly explained. So, it's extremely important for financial advisors to understand na dapat alam din natin paano i-explain si VUL para hindi tayo nagkakaroon ng ganitong misconception ng mga Filipinos na ayoko kay VUL kasi ano, sayang lang pera ko dyan, baka malugi lang. Kasi yung kaibigan ko nalugi, something like that.
So, kailangan i-explain yung fine print. Diba yung ano yung both negative and hindi naman negative pero sabihin everything that needs to be discussed.
Mm-hmm. Diba? That's right.
Kasi minsan doon nagkakaroon ng problema coaches yung tipong ang na-explain lang yung positive side ng VUL, right? Oo. Okay. That's right. I agree with that. What else? Ako ano eh ang take ko kasi diyan coaches is that meron din kasing segment of our society where yung mga tinatawag nating gurus, tama ba, na nagtuturo ng, yun nga, ng hiwalay, tama ba, na kailangan hiwalay ito. E tayo, alam nyo naman po, di ba, ang VUL is more of a, let's say, a 3-in-1 product, a 4-in-1 product, you know, we package it that way. Pero there are some gurus that they would prefer, di ba? Pero yun kasi yung tamang word dun eh, prefer. It's a matter of preference.
Options.
Tama ba?
Yan. May mga options kasi na tinatawag. Yan.
Since it's a matter of preference, depende kasi sa investing habits mo. Diba? So, hindi natin pwede ipilit sa lahat. Tama ba?
That's right.
So, ako personally, I have both VULs and I also have ano term insurance and I also have mutual funds. Kasi coach, parang pag kailangan kasing mamili ng kliyente, bakit kailangan mamili? Tama ba? What's the point? Ano ba, meron kasing ano yun eh. Meron ang pag pinapipili natin yung kliyente whether this or this. It's a spirit of scarcity. 'Di ba? Parang why can't you have both? At this point, what right. can you ano ba yung dapat for the client? Kasi hindi naman laging the best product ang ibibigay mo. Ang kailangan ibigay natin sa kliyente, yung kailangan niya. At that right. point, tama ba?
And there's no such thing as a perfect product, Professor Cy, tsaka Coach Ron. Wala namang perfect product out there. So you really have to get products na mag-fit dun sa needs mo.
Yeah. And problema, you have to get multiple products.
Yeah, multiple products. Ang problema kasi, yun lang ang alam ni financial advisor i-pitch. Favorite niya.
Yun. Naku, Biogesic. Yeah. Parang Biogesic.
May favorite. Ito.
Oo.
May favorite product na pinipitch. So pag may favorite product ka na pinipitch, hindi mo talaga makakapture lahat ng mga kliyente kasi hindi naman lahat ng clients, yun ang kailangan.
Correct. Correct, correct, correct.
Tama. Hindi lahat ng pasyente sipon tsaka ubo ang diagnosis. Tama ba? Oo, oo, oo.
Right. Tama, tama.
So yan, yan, yun. Yun yung two points. Tapos, pero I think meron bang third point? Ikaw, meron ka bang gusto i-share, Prof. Sai?
In terms of VOL kasi, guys, and traditional, sabi nga natin, it would all boil down to the preference ng kliyente. But you know, guys, tayo as financial advisors kasi, malaki yung responsibility natin in informing and teaching and of course, equipping our clients. Parang ako, coach, hindi na ako lalayo. Naintindihan ko lang talaga mabuti ang insurance. 40 years old na ako. So, untiti ako medyo late na. Bakit kaya nagkaganon yun? Kasi during those times or before that, ang mga na-encounter ko kasi yung mga advisor, puro, ito lang yung sinasabi nila. Parang puro, kumbaga, parang yun nga, tawag natin Biogesic Technique sa always be closing, di ba? Puro ganun lang. To the point na, wala bang ibang option? Or hindi pa pwedeng, pwede ko naman kunin yan, pero meron pa ba akong ibang option na pwede ko rin siyang kunin? Right. Parang, ako ngayon, right now, meron akong term, meron akong VUL, meron din akong one time, meron din akong regular. Di ba? Yeah. Kumbaga, ang point ko doon is, kaya naman kasi, pero wag lang ipilit yung isang produkto. Simply because kung yun ang alam natin o yun ang alam ng financial advisor. And that's the very reason that tayo po as financial advisors, we keep on updating, we keep on learning. Right. Di po ba? Kasi sabi nga natin, you cannot give what you do not have. Kaya kung hindi mo siya naiintindihan, talagang sasama yung loob mo sa produkto na to kasi yun ang gusto ng client mo pero hindi mo maipaliwanag eh. Right. Di ba? That's just my take on that one.
Okay, you know what? I agree with you, no, Prof. Sai. Now, paano natin to gagamutin? Okay,
yan ang maganda. Yun,
very, very important. Okay, financial advisors. It's really important when we do our F&A, tama ba? Pag nag-F&A tayo, syempre, talaga importante that we address the needs of the client. When we address the needs of the client, kailangan syempre kung ano yung na-diagnose natin na need nila, kailangan dapat tama yung solusyon na pinaprovide natin. Ang maganda dyan, coach, no, we do that when we do that sa ABC, tama ba? Kasama yan dun sa MCB, sa Master Closer Blueprint.
Yun, that's right, that's right.
Yeah. You utilize, if you're a graduate of ABC, how do you do that? Kailangan mo ma-utilize yung worksheet. Because the worksheet is the game changer. Yan yung magbibigay sa'yo ng, di ba, the right product positioning. Depende kung ano yung kailangan ng kliyente. Tama ba? Hindi ka ma-zero dyan. Di ba? So ikaw, coach, no, you have lots of experience dun using the worksheet with your clients. Meron ka bang instances na, yun nga, meron kang kliyente na they prefer a non-VUL product? What if they wanted to go... let's say MF or tsaka with the term insurance, how do you usually go about that?
Well, usually, wala lahat naman ng mga financial instruments dito sa Philippines na maganda, okay naman siya. In fact, mga kakampi mo yung mga financial vehicles na yan. Let's say mutual funds, UITF, Pag-ibig MP2, yan, mga stocks, bonds, or anything.
Co-op, meron pa coach, co-op.
Oh, mga co-op
pa, yan, oo.
Yung mga financial instruments na yan, kakampi mo yan. Yeah. Kasi minsan kasi, iniisip ng ibang financial advisor na kalaban, coach, ano gagawin ko? Kasi mas prefer niya talaga Pag-ibig MP2 eh. Ano bang gagawin ko? Paano ko ba siya malilid dito na lang sa VUL product ko kaysa sa mag-Pag-ibig MP2 siya? It's a wrong mindset of a financial advisor. You have to remember, magkakampi natin yan lahat. Ang problema, pag hindi mo inassess yung kanyang cash flow at money behavior.
Yun.
For example, nag-explain ka lang ng product, yung nag-financial planning concepts ka lang. Kunwari, nag-financial planning concepts ka, mga ganun. It's not really enough to dig deep and understand the money behavior of your clients. So it's your responsibility. Kailangan, tulungan mo yung kliyente mong maintindihan niya yung sarili niyang money behavior and why he spends on certain things more than others. Bakit ganito yung ugali niya in spending? Bakit ganito yung ugali niya in investing or saving? Kasi pag naintindihan niya yan, mas madaling i-position yung mga products mo based dun sa kailangan niya talaga. So after assessing, let's say nakita mo gusto niya talaga mutual fund or Pag-ibig MP2, yun talaga ang gusto niya. Pero nakita mo dun sa worksheet, eh kulang pa pala siya sa pag-build ng educational fund ng kanyang anak. Or kulang pala siya dun sa critical illness plan niya. Diba? Or dun sa income replacement fund. Marami kang areas na pwedeng i-inject na hindi lang BUL.
Yun.
Okay? Yeah. Meron tayong, marami tayong products. Kaya nga ang ginawa ng companies natin, they have provided us with a lot of products para ma-address mo talaga yung needs. It's, di ba? Yeah. Hindi lang siya isa, hindi lang VUL, marami. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Meron tayo, di ba? Sige, go ahead, Coach Rod. You were about to say something.
Sige. So, ano, sige, mag-share ako ng, ano, ng a very, ito, this is a true-to-life story. When a client, usually kasi ako, I do my worksheet after na. Okay, so si Coach Jeff, magkaiba kami ng style. Si Coach Jeff, you would do the worksheet on the onset. Ako, pag policy delivery na ako nag-worksheet. Ang dahil minsan, meron kasi talagang kliyente na naka-mindset na sila na yun ang gusto nila.
Okay.
So, ang tawag doon, coaches, pinapadama. Pinapadama. Okay. Ibig sabihin, pinagbibigyan mo siya. Kasi remember, there's a time to be a vendor. Which I am at that time kasi bumibili na eh. Diba? Ano pa yung iaano mo eh? Bumibili na nga. Tama ba? But there's a time that you're a consultant. Meaning, diba? You'll give a consultation of what they need. Or sabihin na natin, you know, you're an educator. Diba? So, depende kasi kung nasang level ka with the client. Now, so one time ganun nangyari. Bumili na sila ng tigisang term insurance, Coach.
Term insurance, okay.
So, tig 5 million yung mag-asawa.
Wow.
Tapos,
okay.
After that, biglang pagbigay ko ng policy, syempre may dala pa ako sa kanyang cake, 'di ba? Para ano, 'di ba? Wow. 'Di ba? Para pare-pareho happy, 'di ba? Oh, ma'am, ito yung cake.
Rapport pa din,
'di ba? So they appreciated that. Oh, tapos ito yung sabi ko sa kanila, sabi ko, "Ma'am, sabi ko, 'di ba, syempre as one of my valued clients, what I do is I make sure ma'am, na hindi po tayo hindi malalapse yung policies mo. Kasi sayang yan. Okay, ma'am, would you have 15 minutes right now para ma'am, sir, I can add value to you on how to manage this your cash flow. Diba? And yun ay introduction ng worksheet. Then suma total, coach, bigla na realize na ay kulang pa pala ako, wala ako ng critical illness.
Yun.
Tama ba? So alam mo, nagdagdag yun on the spot. Tama ba? Not because of the cake. Pero I'm sure nakatulong yung cake.
Yun. Kasi ano pa rin yun? Rapport pa rin yun. Oo, rapport diba? Building pa rin yun.
Tama. Pero that's the key there. Remember, you have to make sure na perceived need nila yung gagawan nila ng action today. Okay? Mm. That's just one of the, para mas solid. Hindi ka mag-struggle in selling the ideas. And, isa pa coach, no, there's one time na meron ako, I have an OFW client.
OFW, okay.
Oo. Ito naman, ano, prof, umuwi ito na ang mindset niya na talaga, term insurance. Kasi okay. Nagkita kami sa Starbucks, sabi niya sa akin, sige coach, anyway, and reason niya, so tinanong ko sa kanya, sabi ko, sir, sige, magpa-paperworks na kami nun, Sabi ko sa kanya, oh sir, before natin umpisahan yung paperworks mo, sir, matanong lang kita talaga. Ha? Kasi sabi mo sa akin, dun nagchat pa lang tayo, eh, the reason why gusto mo nung term, kasi ayaw mo nung VUL. Eh, bakit mo ba ayaw mo? Okay lang naman kung ayaw mo, pero bakit ba ayaw mo? Diba? Tapos sabi niya, eh, kasi, so he gave me a lot of reasons. And I think mga tatlo.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, kasi sir, alam mo, parang ganito lang yan eh. Kunwari, sir, ikakasal ka. Tama ba? Sir, gusto mo ba ikakasal ko dun sa babae na pinili mo dahil ayaw mo dun sa isang babae? Tama ba?
Oo, oh, tama. It makes sense. Kumbaga, the reason kaya mo pinakasalan to kasi ayaw mo.
Kasi ayaw mo dun. Diba?
Oo.
So, ibig sabihin, sir, sinasabi ko lang is, diba dapat gagawin natin to kasi commitment po ito. Sir, kunin mo kasi gusto mo, hindi dahil dun sa ayaw mo dun sa isa.
Yun.
Tama ba?
Right, oo.
Tapos sabi niya, biglang na-realize niya, oo nga, no, coach, no? Kasi ganito, sir, tanungin kita, kung pipili ka ba ng isang life insurance product, gusto mo ba yung after pagkabayad mo, walang returns o may returns? Siyempre, gusto ko may returns.
May return, syempre. Oh,
gusto mo ba, sir, pag after 30 days, may grace period ka o wala? Syempre, may grace period.
Oo. Diba? Diba?
Oh, gusto mo ba yung ano, gusto mo ba yung tipong sabihin na natin pwede siyang attachan ng ano ng mga kailangan mong riders if ever you need it. Gusto mo ba mas flexible?
Oh, gusto ko yung ganoon.
Oh, yun naman pala, diba? Sir, sabi ko. Eh lahat naman ng pinili mo, sir, pang VUL, di naman pang term eh.
Ganun ba? Bigyan mo na ako ng ganyan.
Oh. O yun na lang, sir. Sabi ko, sir, hindi ko sinabing huwag mo umpisan yung term mo. Eh, sabi ko, ano ba naman yung gawin mo na lang dalawa?
Pwede ba yun?
Eh, kung pwede ba, okay sa'yo.
Okay ako dun.
O yun, di ba? Fantastic. Ayun. Diba? So, hinati na lang namin, di ba?
Yan. Oh.
So, happy siya, dahil pero na-realize niya na, again, guys, hindi natin kalaban ng kliyente. Ang kalaban natin, minsan, yung sitwasyon.
Yan. That's right. Coach Ron, ang ganda nung sinabi ni Coach Ron doon, ha? Coach Jeff. Ha? Kasi ang nangyari doon, nagkaroon ng awareness yung client. Yeah. Eh. Kasi minsan, ang idea natin as an investor, kaya ayaw mo ito, ayaw mo itong kunin kasi ayaw mo lang. Hindi mo talaga naiintindihan yung scenario. Eh. Pero nung katulad doon, nung pinaliwanag ni Coach Ron na, sir, gusto mo ba na may return? O naman, sir, gusto mo ba ng ano? Ganyan. Yung bang, ang tawag pala doon, VUL.
Nobody cares what it is. Only what it can do for them.
Yun.
Diba?
Love that, Coach Ron.
Very, very important. Pero again, diba, hindi ko po sinasabi na bawal magbenta ng hindi VUL na or mas pinakamaganda ang VUL. No, it's not that. It really depends on your client. Tama? Kasi remember, kailangan happy ka, happy din yung kliyente mo.
Mm.
Yeah, I also have the client before, Coach. As in talagang, ano, kompleto na siya. Hindi pong sinabi mo na, actually, sir, hindi mo na nga kailangan ng kahit ano. Pero ba, meron pala ganun kliyente. Over na siya. Tapos alam mo ba, Coach, what happened was, after, sabi niya talaga, so he was okay with it. You know what, after 3 weeks, tumawag siya sa akin. Sabi niya, Coach, punta ka sa office, tapos, yung kumuha siya ng policy.
Yep, nice.
Tapos sabi niya, kasi you know what, Coach, what you showed me last time, you showed me that you're very professional. You showed me that, diba, that you're not after the money, but you're after my welfare.
Yun, sinabi, I diba, like
sinabi,
that.
Yan. Kasi remember, hindi naman ibig sabihin na hindi nila kailangan, ayaw nila.
That's right.
Intindihan?
Mm-hmm.
Diba, yan, sabi nga ni Coach Ariel dyan sa atin before, diba, na yung ang trabaho natin is yung kailangan magustuhan ng, magustuhan nila, i-convert natin into a want. They have to want it. So very, very important yun, financial advisors.
Yan. Right.
Alam mo ba, Coach? Alam mo, kanina, this, the last few hours, meron nagpadala na sa akin ng message. It was on my message request folder. So hindi pa kami friends. Tapos sabi niya, she was thanking us. And bilang mo, naka-close siya ng 216,000 annual deal.
Wow, fantastic. Wow. Guys, fantastic.
Congratulations, amazing. Jen. I know you're watching. Pero that's the magic of ano, the worksheet. Kasi mas confident yung kliyente mo. Kasi nakita niya, ito yung kailangan ko.
Yun.
Kasi pag wala kang tool na nagsasabi na ito yung kaya mo, ito yung kailangan mo. Hindi confident yung kliyente yung gawin eh. Tama ba, coaches?
Right. Correct.
Kasi what you want to do is you want to transfer the confidence level to the other person. Para kasing sinasabi mo na, nandun siya sa kabila, nandito ka sa kabila, sa gitna ninyo may bangin. Mm-hmm. Parang sinasabi mo, Mr. Client, tumalong ka, sasaluhin
Talon.
Kita.
Oh.
Tama.
Pag confident yung client na sasaluhin mo, tatalon yan.
Yan. Tama.
Pero pag may duda yan, talaga bang sasaluhin talaga ako nito? Baka paasa lang.
Pag nakita naman yung naka-flex mong arms, Coach, mong sasaluhin.
Sapol, Coach Jeff. Paki-flex nga ulit, Coach Jeff. Yung arms na fit yung doktugal. Pag ganyan ang mga arms, talagang diba? Papalon talaga.
Oo, diba? Tapos biglang meron kang maririnig na, oh,
yes. Ayun, oo.
My gosh. Oh my gosh. Pero yan. So very, very important, financial advisors. Okay, ano pa ba yung mga tips na pwede natin gawin? Ito lang, no, coaches, no? It's really important, no? When we deal with our clients who has so much choices, kasi right now, coaches, di ba? Ang daming choices, eh. You have to make sure that maramdaman ng kliyente that we are after their welfare.
Yeah. Welfare, guys.
Na hindi natin sila you know, pipilitin sa isang bagay na makakasama sa kanila. Tama ba? And you know, I don't think there's any product that is really bad. Otherwise, hindi naman nilang i-approve ng IC eh.
Correct.
Tama
correct.
Ba?
Correct.
Marami lang din kasi coach na mayroong mga hidden agenda, 'di ba? At least tayo as financial advisors, very clear ang agenda natin. Ang agenda natin is to protect our clients, 'di ba? Hindi naman natin tinatago na we 'di ba? We get something out of it. Tama ba? Kasi that's the business, 'di ba? Pero yung compare mo yung kinikita natin versus dun sa pinaprovide nating value or protection dun sa kliyente.
Yes, right. And that's right.
And then that's a lifetime job, coach. Diba? It's a lifetime service yung kapalit po nun. Diba? So, ano, wag po kang hinaan ng loob. Pag meron po mga, sabihin na nating elemento. Tama ba, coach? Kung meron mga elemento na nagsasabi.
Elementals.
Okay, na nagsasabi na ganitong VUL, come on, di ba? Alam na alam na po natin eh, na merong hidden agenda. Tama po ba? Na pagbagsakin yung, di ba? Huwag po natin hahayaan po yon. Ito po yung pagkakataon na galingan po natin. Kasi it's about, dapat yung kliyente po natin, di ba, hindi kailangan mamili between you and that person. Kailangan tayo po ang pinaniniwalaan ng mga kliyente po natin. Right. And we have to be better than, 'di ba? Than ourselves, 'di ba? When we were yesterday, we have to be better.
And Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, mas matatakot nga ako pag gaganon ng isang professional, if I may use the word professional or advisor, na just for you to convince na maganda 'to, sasabihin mo pangit ito. No. 'Di ba? Kasi ano ang tawag ko doon, bias na kagad. Yeah. Meron na siyang preconceived notion eh. And tayo po as a professional, may tinatawag tayo na ethical practice. Ibig sabihin, you don't afflict something just because you're going to discredit one thing. Diba?
Tama.
Ano yun eh? Kasama yan sa... Yun, diba? You have to knock down one product para lang ma-afflict mo yung isang product. Ang tawag natin doon, ethical practice. That's why we are called professionals. We are financial advisors. We adhere to the standards of the IC. Tama po ba? Yan. Mm-hmm. Pero para yung siraan mo ang isang produkto para ma-flip yung isang product, well, for me, that's already yan eh. Unethical practice. That's my word, unethical practice. Mm-hmm. Yan.
Oo. Kaya mga Bex, wag po tayo, wag po tayo papayag. Diba? So again, ano, we know we can be better. Ano lang, kailangan lang po nating ano, we have, again, ang the best revenge kasi is always, di ba, for us to be better. Yun lang yung susi dun, okay? Kaya natin to ginagawa to. Kaya meron tayong Thursday Thunder now para at least matulungan namin kayo. How do you really go about dun sa mga kliyente mo na yun yung dilema? Okay, that's affected right. Dyan. Okay.
That's right.
And kasi Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, you know, ABC is about adding value eh, 'di ba? Sa industriya natin. Sabi nga, sino ba magmamalasakit sa industriya natin? Kundi tayo rin mga financial advisor na nakakaintindi nung need, yung pangangailangan ng industriya natin eh. Kumbaga, we are in a way providing a neutral ground regardless of color, anumang color, dilaw ka ba, pula ka ba, blue ka ba, orange ka ba, green ka ba, or multicolor ka ba? Hindi eh. Wala tayong pinapanigan na ganun. Yep. Ang ginagawa natin dito, guys, ano eh, so long as you'd like to learn, so long as you'd like to add value, so long as you'd like to protect and help your clients, and yan talaga ang advocacy ng ABC.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Galing.
Okay. Any other, ano, final words before we end our session? Merong nag-PM dito, Coach Ron. Paano ba sila maka-attend ng next Master Closer Blueprint Workshop natin?
Wow.
Paano ba sila maka-attend dyan?
Sige, game na tayo. You know what? We understand na lahat tayo naghahabol ng ano yun, no? ng targets, no, coaches, no? Kaya we're gonna teach you how to close deals in one sitting. A structure that you can use with any type of client. Maganda po dito, yung sinasabi kanina ni Coach Jeff, yung worksheet. It will be also tackled there. We're gonna teach you how to become a master closer indeed, no? And for us to do that, syempre gusto namin kayo tulungan. For us to do that, syempre you have to take action. Okay ba yun? You have to take action. Punta lang po kayo sa dun sa ano namin, dun sa calendar namin, dun sa ABC you'll see there kung kailan yung kung how to enroll. Okay ba yan? Fantastic people.
Yun.
Good.
Fantastic guys. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!